In Prince Harry's long battle against the British press, this is likely to be the most dramatic chapter so far. But on day one of his case against Mirror Group newspapers, it was his absence that was most notable. His lawyer, David Sherborne, said the prince had flown from the US overnight, having attended his daughter's second birthday, and would give evidence on Tuesday. The judge expressed surprise. The opposing lawyer said it was extraordinary and a waste of the court's time, given that he intends to cross-examine the prince for a day and a half. That will be a rare event, say royal observers, both an opportunity and a moment of jeopardy.
And so the idea of Prince Harry being cross-examined in court by a very, very experienced lawyer who knows that if he starts being needled, he will start to say things which are going to be harmful to his own case for a day and a half. I mean, it's absolute, you know, box office blockbuster stuff. And you think to yourself, the risks of that as an approach are incredibly high.
Harry's is one of four representative cases picked from more than 100 individuals who are suing Mirror Group Newspapers, one of Britain's biggest newspaper publishers, for allegedly unlawful journalistic tactics, ranging from phone hacking to deception to use of private investigators. MGN denies using such tactics in 28 of the 33 stories being considered in Prince Harry's case and says they aren't admitted in the remaining five. At the beginning of the trial, it did admit to unlawfully gaining information about him for one story in 2004 and apologised.
When he got to the substance of his arguments, Prince Harry's lawyer accused Mirror Group newspapers of failing to put forward any of their journalists to defend their tactics, said that they had destroyed evidence, and said that they'd already admitted on one occasion using unlawful tactics against Prince Harry, and that it was implausible to think that they hadn't done so multiple times.
For Prince Harry, this has become a personal crusade against what he sees as widespread criminality and intrusion within the British media, one with its roots in the treatment and ultimately the death of his mother, Princess Diana, in 1997. He's spoken publicly of parallels he sees in the coverage of his wife Meghan. A victory would justify the prince's high-profile campaign, but as his day in court approaches, fellow members of the royal family may be wondering at what cost. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, London.